to Chatcast with your host, Tracy Dunblazer, the award-winning podcast that features interviews with luminaries of the mind-body-spirit marketplace. You'll hear from book authors and publishers, store owners and product creators, filmmakers, musicians, and many more, who'll all share insight and wisdom to help open your eyes to new creative possibilities. If you fancy yourself as a visionary thinker, then Chatcast is the place for you. Now, here's your host, spiritual empath, shaman, and best-selling author, Tracy Dunblazer.
Hi, good afternoon, everybody. Welcome back to Chatcast. It's so wonderful to be here. Today, we're doing Chatcast on behalf of the Conscious Life Expo. If you're not familiar, it's one of the longest running mind, body, spirit expos in the entire country, but in the city of Los Angeles, state of California, and that's going to be on February. It's going to come up in February 6th, 7th, and 8th, I believe is correct. It's I will make sure I have those proper dates for you. Coming up the first week of February in 2025, and today I have a very special guest with me. Her name is Sylvie Sterling. She is known as the Cat Whisperer. She's a Lyran starseed and an ascension guide, and her mission is to forever change the way that we see cats as beautiful souls with an important purpose. As author of The Cat Secret, Sylvie empowers cat lovers around the world to awaken to their true selves through their cats. And I'm going to bring on Sylvie. Here you are. Welcome. Nice to see you.
Hello. Thank you. It's good to be here.
Yes, indeed. So I have so many questions. So to start with, you're a Lyran starseed. Tell me about that.
What does that mean? We're just going straight to the galactic, right?
Yes. Well,
I love that.
I think that to me, that seems like a big foundation of what you do, because that's connecting you. I feel like there's a connection to cats through that, rather than just your regular cat people here on this planet. So let's start there and work backwards.
Okay, cool. Absolutely, yes. So the Lyrans are there are people far, far away. Let's just start with star seeds, right? Before we start with Lyrans, just to explain the topic of star seeds. So star seeds are souls that were born in different star systems. And so they're kind of different, different people, different races, different nationalities. And then we come here and we help humanity. We incarnate into a human body, into human life. And we help this planet here, Earth, basically, with right now through the awakening process.
Okay.
And the Lyran star system is some of the oldest. Some say that all life comes from the Lyran star system. And the Lyrans are very much feline in their appearance, in their traits, in their idiosyncrasies and personalities. You could call them cat people. You could call them feline human hybrids, or you can call them cat people.
Right. That's very interesting. And how did you discover that?
Well, I have always, I grew up in the 70s and nobody talked about this stuff in the 70s. So I grew up very sheltered, let's say. I knew nothing about this stuff, but I always knew that I was different. Like so many other people, like so many other star seeds, I always felt different. I felt I was born in the wrong country, in the wrong body, in the wrong everything. I just never fit in. I always felt different from other people.
Okay.
I was an empath. I was, I wouldn't say spiritual, but I was just very, I just felt a lot of things and I just felt I didn't fit in. And I took to my cats and my dogs when I was growing up. We had a lot of pets. I grew up with cats and with dogs. And I felt that I clicked with them more so than I clicked with people, or let's say they understood me, they got me, right?
Yes.
So I always had this connection with cats.
And where did you grow up?
I grew up in Germany.
Okay.
But I never felt German. I never liked the language. I never liked the people. Right. I just never felt I belonged there. And when I came to the States many, many years ago, I felt a strong connection to the English language, to the States. And I live here now, and it's so great because people in the States are so open to this stuff. They're just so much more open than people are in Europe still. I mean, everybody's waking up. Yeah. People all around the world are waking up to there's something bigger out there, right? But people in the States are just very open. And I've been here for a while, and I work with people and with cats. And I help people with their awakening through their cats.
Wonderful. And just so I don't know how your connection is going on your end, Sylvie, but in case our audience is seeing you flash in and out, that could be the Lirans communicating with us. But either way, we will also be serving this up as a podcast with only audio. In the future, you can click on and see the whole thing. So we're just going with the flow today. Pluto is aspected harshly with Mars. So that's helping us all to anything that is unobvious is becoming obvious. So that's what's happening with our electronics and our technology today. So thank you for that, Sylvie. So tell me about what led you to write the book that you wrote.
My latest book is called The Cat Secret. And I had the idea about 7 years ago. I wanted to write, I had that idea. You know how the universe gives you ideas and then you have to act on it, right?
Yeah.
And I had the idea for the book, and I had the idea for what it was supposed to be about, what The Cat Secret was supposed to be about. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to write it, and it didn't come out until now, basically, until last year. It took me 7 years to write it.
Yeah.
And so many attempts. I started, I stopped, I felt I had complete writer's block. I wrote another book in the meantime, which flowed out nicely, but I just had such a writer's block with this book. And then last year I gave it up to the universe. I said, if I'm supposed to write this book, then it'll come about. If not, I have no idea why I was given this idea, right? So I just gave it up. I said, I quit. Apparently it's not coming out. And then it came out.
Right.
And it was channeled. It turned out the cats wanted to tell the story. So I sat down on my computer. I did some automatic writing, you know, where you just put your fingers on the keyboard, or people do it with a pen, and you just wait what comes out. And the book flowed out of me within 3 weeks. The whole book was written. It turned out that the cats wanted to write the book. It was completely channeled by the cats and by the Lyran Collective. So it was a co-creation between the cats and the Lyrans.
Wonderful. And what was the biggest piece of advice that they have for us? Or did it present itself in that way?
To live in love, joy, and purpose, and to not force anything, and to just let things go and flow, that things will always turn out the way they need to turn out. Basically, to give it up to love, joy, and purpose.
Yes. And, you know, I've actually been thinking about that a lot. I know that right now, I mean, people are going to hear this whenever they hear it, but right now, today, in the present time, we're, you know, in the United States, we're in the biggest, probably, political conflict that we've ever had on this scale. Because, we, you know, of course, we had the Civil War. We've had all kinds of political conflicts. We've had world wars. But what's unique now is that there are 7 billion people on the planet. And everybody has an investment in what we in the United States do to some degree. They have a relationship to it, whether they like it or they don't, whether they, you know, whether they participate or they don't. And it's creating an enormous amount of anxiety for people. You know, the election is coming up in a few days, like 6 days. And I've been thinking about, just remember, I've been hearing that in my head, just remember, it always turns out okay. No matter what happens, like we may have to go through some ugly stuff in order to get to the more peaceful stuff. But no matter what, if you trust yourself, if you trust, in this case, the collective and the cats, you know, it's that it is going to be okay. And we have to remember that.
Yeah, Absolutely. It's so interesting you say that because I was just back in Europe to visit. The whole world is looking at the States right now. The whole world is invested and everybody asked me, what do you think is going to happen? Who's going to win? And I say, you know what? It doesn't matter who wins. That's my personal opinion. I mean, I'm staying out of all of the drama and I don't vote anyway, but I mean, I don't get to vote here because I'm not American, but
right.
It's my personal opinion or my personal feeling that it doesn't matter who wins, the awakening is on. It's just, it might happen a little faster if one person wins over the other. But I feel that we're on this trajectory that, yes, it's going to be rough. Yes, it's going to be a rough ride maybe for a while. But I was compared to when you're in an airplane, you know how you go through the clouds and it's all really rough and rocky and you think, oh my God, what's going to happen? And then once you're through the clouds, you have smooth sailing. And that's how I see the awakening right now. It doesn't, right. I feel... my feelings aside, but I feel it doesn't matter who's going to win. One person might speed it up and the other person might drag it out a little bit, but we are still on for the awakening. So that's just my personal opinion. But right. Yes, the whole world is looking at it and the cats are feeling it. The cats are so aware of what's going on with humanity. Yeah. I talked to the cat collective, to the collective consciousness of cats on the planet and to individual cats. And they all feel, they always say humanity is at a breaking point. That's how the cats feel it. There is so much tension, so much drama, and humanity is at a breaking point. And they support us, you know, as much as we can. And they want to remind us to stay in the moment, to come back in the moment. When their human goes off in drama and everything, and the worry and the stress and the drama, and the cats come in, they sit on our lap. Right. It's not that the cats want cuddle. Yes, the cat also likes cuddles, right?
Right.
But they're trying to calm us down.
Right.
Your cat or your dog jumps in your lap and they force you to become still for a moment, to come in the moment, to pet them, to play with them. They are forcing you to come in the moment and to stop this here. And that's what the cats and the dogs are doing right now. So yes, they love the pets and the cuddles, but they really want to bring us into the moment.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that what's unique about this time is you know, we're so in my so when it, as far as opinions go, I definitely, of course, I'm pro Kamala and have voted that way. I've already voted. My vote has been counted. I think it's really important if you can vote to vote. But I think that what's happening now is not about politics. It's about humanity. And it's about humanism and accepting people as they are, not as we hope that they will be or wish them to be or think they should be. And so what's happening is this political election isn't about even our politicians. It's about how we want to move forward in life. And I agree with you. Yes, if one person wins, things are going to move forward, but there's still going to be conflict in that. And if another person wins, it's going to reveal the places that still need to be healed, you know, in our consciousness, in our collective as human beings. You know, anytime we want to try to be, to live in the illusion of superiority or authority, and that's a very human conflict that everybody goes through at some point in their evolution, whatever that looks like. You know, each of us have to reconcile. And so when you talk about the awakening, you know, pretty much I know that it's the mind, body, spirit people who are already interested in what we're talking about. So those are the people who will be watching us today. But if you're unfamiliar with what we're talking about as awakening, it's when we begin to see things as they are and the way in which we relate to them. You know what I mean? We learn that how we see our world is based on how we see ourselves first, and we see others how we see ourselves, and then our world is also created through that lens. And so that's the element that's changing, is we're learning to see how powerful we are as human beings. And you know, I think that's a huge lesson that cats have to offer us, is they already know that they're in charge.
Well, I wouldn't say they're in charge, but they know that they play a really essential part in our lives. Yeah. They are cats, dogs. They come to us with, they help us with yeah. their purpose is to help us with our purpose.
Yes.
And they know that we have important stuff to do. They know their person is here with an important mission, with everybody's here with a task, with a mission, with a purpose.
Yes.
And the cats and the dogs, they are very much aware of what their person's mission is. And
yes.
they help us achieve it. Either they support us or they push us if we mm-hmm. are not aligned with what we're supposed to do. If we're not on our path, they will push us. They will,
yeah.
you know, display funny behavior and do all kinds of stuff that people say, my cat's misbehaving, my dog's misbehaving.
Yes.
Usually they're just trying to tell us there's something wrong, not in their life, but in our life. And they push mm-hmm. us because they know how important each one of us is.
Absolutely. So at the Conscious Life Expo, I know that you're going to be doing so. Just to be specific, I said I was going to come back to it. The Conscious Life Expo is going to be February 7th, 8th, and 9th. And then there's always Mondays are an extra. There's a few extra workshops, but most of the vendors have gone home by then. And you're going to be doing a workshop on the 8th, which is Saturday, mm-hmm. from 6 to 7:30 p.m. in the Laguna Room. And if you guys don't know, it's at the LAX Hilton. So tell us about what people can expect for your workshop if they take it. They can go sign up now.
Mm-hmm. True. Well, I really love the Conscious Life Expo. It's such a great atmosphere there. There's such important
yeah.
people coming together, and it's always this gathering of like-minded people. So if you haven't been there, go. Really, it's my favorite place to be and to have a workshop at. So I will talk about cats helping us. Let's say cats helping us awaken to our starseedness, to our starseed mission.
Right.
I will talk about how the cats do that, why you have that cat in your life, and how that cat helps you awaken to who you mm-hmm. are. I'm going to do, I always do a little meditation and kind of let people experience, right? It's not me
right.
talking and them listening. I want them to experience it. So I'll do a little meditation and connect people with their cat, connect them with their Lyran and their Sirian starseed family, starseedness, and get some awakening going right there for the audience. And do a little Q&A in the end so people can ask me questions. And
nice.
I always, that meditation, it's just a 5-10 minutes really. It's not that long, but it really lets people feel it and experience it. And people say, oh my God, I just talked to my cat, or I felt this coming in.
Yeah.
So that's what I want to facilitate, to really connect people. You don't have to take it from me, take it from your own cat. Your cat will
right.
Come to you and talk to you and tell you what you need to know.
Absolutely. So let's talk business for a minute. So have you always done this? Do you make your living at this? And if not, what has been or is a day job for you?
My day job is to talk to cats on a daily basis and to work with people and to work with both, really. I used to work in the movie industry. I was an
okay.
executive in the movie industry for 20 plus years. I worked for
okay.
some of the big multinational entertainment companies. But then I transitioned into this new way of doing things, away from spreadsheets and box office numbers, right? I was very
yeah.
brainy. I was very much the box office numbers and the figures and the budgets
yeah.
and all that stuff. And then in my mid-40s, I had this, not epiphany, but
mm-hmm.
I have to do something that is more aligned with me.
Right.
I was looking for my purpose. So I found my purpose working with cats. And in the beginning, it was very, let's say, very innocent. I
mm-hmm.
thought I would work with cats. I would tell people where to put the scratch post and how to feed a cat and how to play with, you know, all the really innocent
stuff. Interesting.
But then the cats came through and everything, just the whole awakening started. And I started through an animal communication and energy healing. And the cats started to talk to me and they said, people would call me for their cat, right? They would say, my cat is meowing too much, my cat's restless, my cat
right.
is hiding, help me, I don't know what's going on, my cat's fighting
yeah.
with the other cat. And then I started to talk to the cats, and the cat said, "It's not me, it's my human. My human is hiding on not showing themselves to the world. My human is fighting with their spouse. My human is restless. My human is unhappy. Please, please make my human happy."
Yeah.
And then I kind of transitioned into working with humans. So now I work with both cats and humans for best results.
Yes.
Because your cat always has something to say.
Yeah.
And when you hear them out and when you start to work on the issues that they feel, see for you, that's when I have my best results, that the cats don't hide anymore. The cats become really happy and playful. The cats don't fight anymore.
Right.
It always has to do with humans. So my full day is to work with cats, with humans. I do classes, workshops. I still do a few one-on-ones, not so many anymore. I usually do classes, workshops, podcasts like you, write books. So this is my normal day today.
Wonderful. And how long did it, so at the Coalition of Visionary Resources, I'm the current president of the Coalition of Visionary Resources. We're the trade organization for the Mind, Body, Spirit Marketplace. And one of the things I like to talk to entrepreneurs like yourself is how, you know, when somebody wants to start a business, how do you get into this? Because I'm sure that, I'm sure that you have had a similar experience as well. Of course, you just jump in, and the situation leads you. But how was your experience of beginning your business?
Well, I think everybody's on a different path. For some people, it happens very fast, like it did for me. I would always recommend to my clients to start it on the side. Do your soul business, your heart and soul business on the side. Start small, and then you can expand and then later transition, right? For me, it was kind of, I jumped in head first, or let's say life pushed me. I had a 20 plus year career. I never lost a job before, but then I kind of, I took a different job with a startup company. The startup company, after a year and a half, they were restructuring. They kind of, you know, put me in a different job than the one that I signed up for. So I said, you know what? I don't need this. I'm going to work with cats. I quit, right? So I quit. And I fell into this, oh my God, now I'm on my own, right? I felt I quit too prematurely, but then I realized life pushed me into the cold water, because I would have probably just bumbled around too long. But life kind of pushed me. And after half a year, I said, I think I need a job again just to get the money flow, right? I mean, the regular money flow, right? I had a rent to pay and everything. I had three hungry cats to feed. So I went back into a job. And after half a year, I lost that job. So I lost my job twice. Life pushed me to stand on my own two feet. So I said, well, I guess the jobs are not for me anymore. I dove head in, and I made it work. But it was a lot of trial and error in the beginning. And it was a lot of what I learned is, don't go so much for what's here. Because my head told me, you have to do this, you have to offer this. I got into all the marketing stuff, the guru marketing, do it this way, do it that way. And a lot of that stuff didn't work for me. It had to come from here.
Right.
And it wasn't until I wasn't afraid anymore to speak my truth. Because in the beginning, when the cats started to talk to me, I did not tell people I was doing animal communication. I thought people would think I'm crazy, right? Because I came from this down-to-earth job before. So I thought, I can't tell people, I can't tell my mom I'm doing animal communication. She'll think I'm crazy. So I kind of kept that hush-hush. But I didn't get results until I told my clients, I'm doing animal communication. This is what your cat says. This is what you need to do. And then it started to work. So I had to overcome my fears of putting myself out there, speaking my truth, and just, you know, I mean, all that starseed stuff, I did not speak about that in the beginning. It came through, but I didn't dare to say it until I think the first Conscious Life Expo 2-3 years ago was the first time I stood up on stage and I said, I have my Lyran Star family come through. And it was so welcoming because people were such a great audience. And then I dared to speak up after that. So I think that's for any entrepreneur out there, any small business owner, anybody who starts out, speak your truth, be yourself. Whatever comes through is divinely guided. And if you're being yourself, people will listen. If you pretend to be something you're not because you think it'll be more whatever, you know, more money, more effective, that's most likely not going to work. Or you'll get sick over it because you're hiding who you are. So be yourself.
Absolutely. Yeah. In the book business, we call that your niche. You know, when you're speaking your truth and you're really focusing just on the very limited scope of a topic, you will have more success, even if you have less followers or less people connect, you'll have much more loyal followers, and then you can grow that. Right. But it, you know, if you start out, you know, trying to maximize your audience and you're trying to appeal to everybody, then nobody knows what to connect to.
Yeah. So, you end up appealing to nobody.
Basically. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Well, this has been a real pleasure today, Sylvia. It was so good to meet you and to have this moment to dig into a little bit about what you do and how you do it. Again, I want to read that you're going to be doing a workshop at the Conscious Life Expo, which of course is February 7th, 8th, and 9th at the LAX Hilton. And you can see Sylvie Saturday, February 8th from 6 to 7:30 p.m. in the Laguna Room. And you'll sign up for that when you arrive at the Conscious Life Expo on the first day. So Sylvie, is there anything else that you or the cats would like to tell everybody before we sign off?
I'm just going to see if the cats have a message for me. The cats are reiterating what I just said for everyone, whether you're an entrepreneur or not. Be yourself. The cats are the epitome of being themselves, right? A cat will never pretend to be something they're not.
Yeah.
They will always stand in their greatness. They will always be quirky, be whatnot, right? Mm-hmm. The cats are always showing their true self. And that's what they want me to pass on. Be yourself. You are wonderful. You're beautiful. They say the cats and the dogs, for that matter, they see who you are. They see right through all the, you know, the facade and whatnot and your titles and everything you try to put out there in the world. The cats see right through it. They see the true you. They see, you know, your essence, your soul, and they say, let that shine through for every single person. Let your true essence shine through. And don't be afraid of being yourself. Stand up.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for being here today.
Thanks,
everybody. Thank you for signing in for ChatCast, and we will see you on November 6th with Karen Reese. So we'll see you then. Have a great rest of your day.